Good morning. It's 4 minutes after 7 a.m. Central, 8 Eastern. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. A man is in the Warren County Jail this morning after being charged with stabbing his father multiple times during a church service in Bowling Green's Hillview Heights Baptist Church. Church members say 21-year-old Ethan Buckley stabbed his father just as services were wrapping up Sunday morning. Witness Ray Duncan said there was a lot of panic at first.
They were having the altar call and then suddenly, it just sounded like a medical emergency, a bunch of screaming.
Duncan said Buckley was subdued by the church security team, some of whom were armed, but no shots were fired.
We do have parishioners, though, that have concealed carries. So I don't know that everybody that had a weapon pulled was a safety team member.
The man's father was taken to Bowling Green Medical Center, his name and condition not being released just yet. Buckley is charged with assault, domestic violence. That's a felony. Congregation members said both men filled out first-time visitor cards at the beginning of the service and said they were visiting from Arkansas. A car with Davidson County, Tennessee license plates was towed from the church parking lot after the service. Fire officials in Bowling Green say a fire destroyed an apartment building and left 7 families homeless. 2 police officers sought treatment for smoke inhalation during Saturday morning's fire at Lover's Lane Apartments. Fire department spokeswoman says the officers were helping residents get out of the building. No residents were injured. More than 30 people, though, lived in the building. The American Red Cross is helping those families in finding temporary places to stay, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Ohio County is launching an innovative business center with the goal of bringing new jobs that have most of the commuting done online. Chase Vinson is executive director of the Ohio County Economic Development Alliance. He says all the pieces are in place for the new business incubator.
We were recently approved for $100,000 from the Ohio County Fiscal Court to purchase property in Hartford to be used as an incubator / training center / co-work space.
The project also received a $100,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. A 3-story house on Peach Alley in Hartford will be renovated to provide offices and training areas. Vincent says a local resident who already has a growing business doing administrative work for doctors and lawyers is planning to be the first person to locate in that incubator. It's expected to be in operation in January or February. Little League teams from Bowling Green and from Essexville, Hampton, Michigan meet today to decide the Great Lakes regional title, with the game moved to the Little League World Series complex in Pennsylvania. Officials say rain made the field for the regional game unplayable in Indiana, forcing the postponement and move to midday today. We've got some light rain in the area right now with temperatures in the low to mid 70s. We'll keep climbing to the upper 80s under a 60 to 70% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rainfall possible. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. Good morning. It's 4 minutes after 7 a.m. Central, 8 Eastern. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. It's presidential primary day in Kentucky today, and on the eve of Kentucky's election day, Hillary Clinton courted voters in southern Kentucky yesterday. The Democratic presidential frontrunner held a rally in Bowling Green. Lisa Autry was there and has this report.
Clinton spoke as though she was trying to mend fences following her controversial statement about putting coal miners out of work in the pursuit of clean energy. She touted herself as the only candidate with a plan to revitalize coal country, which includes putting more money into research to determine how the nation can continue to use coal.
We do have to transition, but we need to take coal country and coal miners and their families with us and not leave them behind.
The Appalachian region has been hit hard economically by the decline in the coal industry. Clinton has already been tested in one Appalachian state. Democratic opponent Bernie Sanders easily won West Virginia's Democratic primary last week. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
And Sanders is hoping a win in Kentucky today will narrow Clinton's delegate lead. During a stop in Bowling Green himself, Sanders said he better represents the nation's working class.
Our country faces very, very serious problems. I believe, and I think most Americans believe, that it is just too late for establishment politics.
Only about 1 in 5 Kentucky voters is expected to show up at the voting booth today based on turnout projections by the Secretary of State's office. Polls are open now. They'll remain open until 6 p.m. local time. Now, in other races, Lexington Mayor Jim Gray, the Democrat anointed to try to break his party's U.S. Senate losing streak, set his sights on incumbent Senator Rand Paul from the start. He portrayed the Bowling Green Republican as more preoccupied with winning the White House than doing his job. But first, Gray has to defeat 6 primary opponents in today's election. They include Celis Wilder, a filmmaker inspired by Sanders, and Ron Leach, who served multiple combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Paul faces 2 primary challengers. Gray touts his mayoral experience as mayor of Lexington and his business pedigree in his family's construction business. Kentucky's Republican primary in the 1st Congressional District could launch or resurrect a political career. 4 candidates are competing for the chance to replace retiring Republican Congressman Ed Whitfield in the only open federal seat on today's ballot. James Comer is hoping to revive his political career after a close loss in the 2015 Republican primary for governor. Michael Pape is a longtime aide to Whitfield who wants to replace his boss in Washington. Jason Batts, the Hickman County attorney, and Miles Coffey says he's paying for his campaign with his VA disability check. Still a lot of rain coming down throughout the area with temperatures right about 50 degrees, getting into the low 50s now. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio.